Who or what has made you mad this week? That is the question. It's time to release, time to get rid of some of that anger we've bottled up all week. It's You Just Made the List, delivered by TriStar Movers with five-star service and fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. So, fellas, time. I can go. I'll go ahead and lead us off. D-Mace, you have a good one, so we'll save that one, that one for last. But I got to put myself on the list for something that happened a few weeks ago. And I haven't gotten to share this story publicly yet, but this one, I can be a pretty absent-minded human being. I am an expert on zoning out and living in my own little world, self-admittedly. Well, last week, trash runs on Wednesday mornings. So, at my house, either me or my girlfriend, whoever, whichever one, whoever's out there to do it on Tuesday night is rolling the trash down to the end of the road. Well, a couple Tuesday nights ago, I rolled the trash can myself down to the end of the road or in the driveway. And then that night, we had a situation, you know, with our dog. Thought he stepped on some glass because he's tracking blood in the house. We had to figure out what's wrong with him, a vet visit, all this kind of stuff. Do we take him to the vet? Do not take him to the vet? Bandaging him up. That so I, it was a late night. Going to bed about 2 or 3 o'clock. Pretty late, right? So the next morning, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm a grizzly bear. I don't sleep, I hibernate, all right? And once I'm asleep, I am asleep for good. So if I am disturbed before 8 hours of sleep, I'm not a human being. Like it takes a while to get to that, you know, that point of just like regular functionality. And just out of habit, I walk down the end of the driveway, take the trash can, and roll it back up.
No, you didn't.
I get in my car because I do that every Wednesday morning. Every Wednesday morning because it's always picked up at that point. And I'm like, I don't want to do it when I get home. I'll do it right now since it's right by my car. And I roll it back to where our house is. I live right by Briley Parkway. I'm not even on Briley Parkway, and I get a text from my girlfriend saying, why is the trash not at the end of the road? The trash truck just drove by and sends me a picture with our trash can full with trash bags. So we didn't get our trash picked up that week, and I had to make a trip to the dump because I'm an idiot and didn't even look in the trash can before rolling it all the way back up. And it coming by not 3 minutes after I roll it back up. So I got to put myself on the list for that. Long time coming.
You just made the list.
I'm thinking, like, didn't you feel the weight of the trash can?
Didn't realize it. Just autopilot. Just a zombie. Just I am grabbing it. And it was full. I should have felt that. And I was thinking, like, how did I not notice? But I didn't. I just mindlessly took it all the way back to the house, not noticing that it was still full of trash. Zero clue.
Yeah, you were on autopilot.
Didn't cross my mind.
You want me to go, Willie?
Yeah, go ahead, D-Mace.
All right. This person made my list. Matter of fact, two people, and I'm going to do them both very quickly because I gave Elijah the long version off air. So yesterday, my son wanted chicken and waffles for dinner. So I said, okay. He went to work out. So I said, well, I cook it when I think he's coming back because it's, I mean, it's quick. It's easy to cook quick. So I needed some buttermilk. So luckily the, you know, store is like 3 minutes away from me. It's around 8-ish, a little bit after 8. So it's a little dark outside. So I get in my car and I'm driving through my neighborhood, going the speed limit. Turn a corner and I had to dodge something. Well, the something was a lady that I had to dodge. Now, I'm putting this lady on the list because two things. One, you shouldn't be walking with traffic. You should be walking against traffic. So, you know, that's only for your safety so you can see what's coming at you. Two is you should have been wearing something reflective, you know, so somebody can see you at night. That's the rule, isn't it? If you're bike riding or if you're walking, wear something reflective. That's why when the people on the side of the road, when they're working, they wear those reflective jackets. So you have no excuse on why you didn't see them.
You hit them, it's on you.
Exactly. So thank God I didn't hit this lady. I wasn't going fast either, but thank God I didn't because I did not see her until I got right up on her. So that lady She made my list. And the second one, quickly, is my son.
Ooh.
He made my list. Okay. So the backyard is not done yet. It's still dirt. It's still some grass that has grown up, you know, because they overseeded and then put some straw down. But it's still dirt and mud, whatever. So when I usually let the dogs out, I let them out in the front because there's a lot next to mine. And, you know, I walk them or let them out so they can, you know, use the bathroom and that. And I specifically told my son several times, D, do not let the dogs out. You know, they can go on a patio, but they can't go down the stairs and in the backyard because I don't want them tracking all that dirt and stuff back in the house. Feet get all muddy and everything for no reason. All right, Dad. All right. He's told me this a million times. The dogs know now, like, when I go outside on a patio, I can leave the dogs on the patio all day. They will not go down the stairs. They won't because they've never been down the stairs. Well, yesterday, my son's out on the patio with the dogs. He comes back in and say, Dad, come and look. The dog's downstairs. I said, Derek, who let him down there? Oh. I said, Derek, how many times have I told you not to let those dogs downstairs? And he's just looking at me with this look like he's 19 years old, but he's looking at me like he's five. Like, I'm sorry. And I'm just furious inside, but I had to calm myself down. Tell the dogs to get back upstairs, and they can't. They knew they wasn't supposed to be down there because when I walked out, they looked at me like he let us down, and they came running back upstairs. So my son makes my list as well.
You just made the list,
but now they've been down there.
And that's the thing. Now they've been down.
They're not scared of it anymore. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's no longer the unknown.
Now they're gonna go down there again. So I gotta watch them very carefully until I get some grass put down.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So. My son and that lady made my list.
I just have a very small, short one, and it's not a nasty one or anything, but just to play off of the garbage thing, and I don't want to get on the people working the service stuff because it's important, right? And we've had issues in our neighborhood. There's less people, so there's less pickups, and everybody's worried about it. So we need those people. But when you pick up the garbage, is it too much to ask to flip it back closed, at least where the lid is closed, mm-hmm. after you empty it? Because I've had this happen a few times where the lid is open and then it rains and then you got that funk in the bottom of your thing and it just gets...
It doesn't smell like roses either.
You did, Willie.
Yeah, I put myself on the list the other day because I was watching Ghost, and I hadn't seen it in a while. Just, you know, it was killing time. I was on my computer, so it just it was on. And there's a character in that movie called Willie Lopez.
Yes,
and he spells his name the same way as I spell mine, which is unusual. There's not as many W-I-L-L-Y's as there are I-E's, but that line stuck with me. I sent you the recording, of course. Willie Lopez is the character that is like the hired gun. He's doing bad stuff. He's killed Patrick Swayze, who's the ghost. And then he dies later in the movie. And Patrick Swayze kind of enjoys telling Willie that he's dead.
You're dead, Willie.
You're dead, Willie. So I'm lying in bed last night, and I'm looking up at the ceiling. And that's all I can think of is...
You're dead, Willie.
Oh man! Got to add that to the Willie drops now, the Willie Dynamite ones.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Who or what has made you mad? 615-737-1025. Call in, vent to the three of us, let it loose, and the best call will get tickets to the Craft Beer Fest, National Predators Craft Beer Festival, on Saturday, June 25th. More, you just made the list. Coming up, your calls next on ESPN 102.5, 106.3, the game Nashville app. All right, who or what has made you mad? Your call's right here, and you just made the list. As always, delivered by TriStar Movers with five-star service, and of course, fueled by Farm and Energy. Visit farmandenergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. As my voice cracks, I feel like I'm in the seventh grade all over again. Memories. All right, we'll go ahead and get to the phones. Eric, you're first up. Who or what has made you mad?
So this person's made me mad. It's Kenny the Mailman. And I tell you what, he just drives me nuts. You know that today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Yeah, yeah. And you know that he is so old that when he was in high school, the Dead Sea was sick.
It wasn't the Dead Sea yet. The Dead Sea had a pulse.
That's right. Guys, y'all take care and have a great day.
Thank you.
Oh, a little jab from some of the Hall of Famers, Kenny the Mailman and Eric. Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
He said he's so old that the Dead Sea was sick when he was in, did he say middle school or high school? Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a good dad joke right there.
Good dad joke. I'm filing that.
Oh,
away.
Man. Absolutely. I'm keeping that one in my back pocket right there.
Oh, that's funny. Nate, who or what has made you mad?
On the list today are TVs or TV networks, because I'm not 100% sure who to put on the list for this, that put the closed captioning either across the title of the program, like on the news, so where you can't read it.
Oh, man.
Or ESPN, where you're watching the playoffs for hockey and the words are scrolling over the score and you can't tell who's up and who's down.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's my pet peeve, too.
I hate it. Because, like, on my TV at my house, it's one of those smart TVs, right? Uh-huh. And on the ESPN app, there is no, like, there was no setting for, like, subtitles for the app on that TV. So it was a TV setting that I couldn't figure out. And it took me, like, about 3 or 4 months to figure out. So I'd be watching live sports on ESPN with the closed captions on it and not knowing who's winning.
Yeah, they need to figure
that out.
They
cover the scoreboards.
Yeah, they need to either put it at the top, on the sides, but away from where you're trying to either read a score or you're trying to read some news at the bottom of it. And half the time, you can't see it. You don't know what's going on at the bottom of your television. You know? So, yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Kills me. Happens way too often. Let's go to Jane. Who or what has made your list?
Taco Bell.
Wow, Taco Bell. I think this might be the first, Taco Bell on the station.
Yeah. I love Taco Bell. After 2 years, they bring back the most popular menu item ever, the Mexican pizza.
Uh-huh.
There was all kinds of social media introductions, you know, prepping for all this. Dolly Parton got on board because she loves Mexican pizza. A big, big deal. May 19th was the day. So I give it a couple of days. I go a couple of days after the 19th, go through the drive-thru, get my order, get great service, fast. Everything was great. A great meal. Delicious. That was May 20th. So I go back on June the 8th, just a couple of days ago, not far away from May 19th when they brought it back. And I get to the drive-thru window, and I'm not seeing Mexican pizza on the menu. So I said, do you have Mexican pizza? No, we're sold out.
Quick seller.
Well, I guess it was in hot demand.
They didn't last
the window. We missed the window.
It was popular demand, but how do you run out of a menu item that you just brought back? Did you not think it was going to sell? Were you limited to 2 a day? This is not a limited item.
Oh. Did you not think the marketing strategy would work? And people would want this item?
Right.
I'm
so
with
then
you.
They tell me, I said, when was it going to be available? October.
Oh, heck. Seriously?
October. So I told them, I'll see you in October.
Oh, Jane. Oh, see, my mom's the same way. My mom loved the Mexican pizza, was pumped to see it back, and she also missed the window, too. So I guess I got to tell her now she's still waiting until October.
Yeah, that's what I was just unbelievable. How do you do that? All this promotion about bringing it back, it was a big freaking deal. And you run out in less than 2. How do you run out? It's made of the same ingredients that you have in the restaurant to make other items.
It is.
Well done.
That's a good call. Thank you, Jay.
It's tough to make a run for the border and come up empty.
Exactly.
That's always the most deflating feeling. Whenever you do go get to the Taco Bell drive-thru, they're like, out of whatever you wanted because you're craving that specific item.
That's like Darren and potato cakes.
You're dead, Willie.
Oh.
Man, no more Mexican pizza, huh? Oh, well.
Chris Sanders on my personal text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunted.com, says, tell Derek he made the list for wearing skinny jeans.
You just made the list.
Is this true? It sounds true. Derek, the way Derek's responding.
No, it's not true. It's not true. I don't wear skinny jeans. No.
If you're, I got a question. If your legs are just really skinny, like mine are, it, is
every jeans are skinny.
Every jeans are skinny jeans, aren't they? I mean, can I escape that? I don't think I can escape that.
You can't escape.
Hal Gill absolutely destroyed me on a recent road trip. I pulled out the jeans, and he was like, "Are you wearing skinny jeans?" I'm like, "No, I just have really skinny legs."
I just have skinny legs.
He's like, "Those are skinny jeans." I was like, "I didn't. These are my legs."
Who bought them?
They were a gift.
Oh,
they were
okay.
a gift.
Okay, they probably were skinny jeans.
They might have been. I didn't know, so I couldn't really answer the question. I just tried to get out of it.
I don't know if they're skinny jeans or not.
That's incredible.
I got roasted. Hal just destroyed me.
All right.
I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't wear these.
Dave, who or what has made you mad this week?
State Farm Insurance.
You just made the list.
Back in February, I was run into a concrete wall at 55 miles an hour on Briley Parkway by a woman who hydroplaned.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
I just got notified this morning that State Farm is not going to renew my insurance. And they're using as part of the logic for not renewing my insurance that I had an accident that I didn't cause.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's tough.
Have you had an accident before?
I've had two minor accidents before that in the last 5 years.
Hmm.
And I own my own stuff. I caused the other two minor accidents, but I didn't do this. I was driving the speed limit in the center lane, and this woman hit me from behind at 4 o'clock on the dial, going faster than the speed limit, hydroplaned, and put me into a wall and destroyed my car. And now State Farm is going to cancel my insurance.
That is list worthy.
That's list worthy.
Yeah,
that's very list worthy. Oh, man, Dave, no good there. Maybe you should consider that 15 minutes could save you 15% or more by switching to Geico.
There you go.
You can do it now.
Boom.
I say that as a Geico customer. Doug, who or what has made your list this week?
Well, fellas, you've been picking on Derek, but I'm going to join in. I'm putting both my kids on the list, and
you
I'll tell you what. We're getting new furniture tomorrow. Everything was planned, so the furniture in the living room goes out yesterday, comes in tomorrow. And I thought, while everything's out, let's clean the carpet. So, kids, let's just strip it all the way down. Beds, mattresses, everything. We're going to get the best bang for our buck on this clean. So yesterday, whining. Well, they decided last night that they want to spend the night with their friends today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. After practice, going to spend the night and help somebody mow a yard. Daughter, she decides she's going to help a girl with her birthday party. Game recognized game. What the deal is, you don't want to help put this stuff back in here, but I don't care. You can sleep on the floor. You can sleep on the carpet. You can sleep in the garage. I ain't putting it back in your room. You're going to put your own stuff back in there. So game recognized game. Stay gone long as you want. You can run, but you can't hide. I ain't putting it back in there.
Oh, man.
So both on the list. I know what.
Oh, man. No, I have definitely done that to my parents before, too. Like, if my mom has, like, there's something she needs help on, and if I can delay it a little bit to avoid any kind of manual labor, I'm doing it.
Nah, see. I wouldn't have been able to get out of something like that. If I told my parents, I was, you ain't going nowhere until this furniture gets back in that room. That's when you're going. But he right. Hey, he recognized. He's like, listen, y'all stuff going to stay outside this room until y'all get back. Stay gone as long as you want to. But no, when you come back, that furniture will be sitting right back there, right where you left it. So,
you can run, but you can't hide. Kevin Garnett says, "Hell no, Steve." Last one here. Who or what's on your list?
Corey Perry.
Ah, timeless.
He plays for the Tampa Bay Lightning now. He played for Dallas, but to remind everybody, he's the one that hit Ryan Ellis and gave Ryan a concussion that put him out for 2 or 3 months, and all he got was a four-game suspension, but the thought of him winning a Stanley Cup, I just, he made my list. Hopefully they'll lose.
I agree. The thought of Corey Perry lifting the Stanley Cup is definitely nauseating.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Thank you for your call, Steve.
Wishing ill will on a whole team because of one guy.
Because of one guy. One guy can ruin it for.
He's on the all-time list from Predator fans. No question.
I'm sure he is. Goodness.
He's all perpetually on the list.
Is there a bigger villain in Predator's lore than Corey Perry?
During the pandemic, we had some, you know, we had some downtime. This just in. And we were running some old games.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing like a, you know, as the game was going on, we would try to tweet and ask questions like that. And that was one that I asked, who are the top five villains in Predator's history? And he was way up there. I think I got to remember, but he was in the top five. I got to remember who other guys would be. Patrick Kane is in there for sure. Just because Blackhawks, not because he's necessarily a dirty player, but he's Patrick Kane. He's Blackhawks.
He's a member of the Blackhawks.
Brother, this guy stinks.
That's like Patrick Kane's up there. I just
Ryan
don't know
Kessler
if Kessler
would
there.
Be in there.
I just can't put anyone over Corey Perry. That's tough.
I think Corey Perry might be the guy that's at the top.
I think for most Preds fans, that's going to be your number one, your first place vote getter. Everything else from like 2 to 5 would be really interesting. I think that's where you're going to see some variance, but can't imagine it being anybody else but Corey Perry. At least for me personally. Good stuff. Good participation there. A lot of therapy done.
Absolutely.
Over the air, as we do
we
every
all need
Friday.
It.
every Friday starting at noon. Just think, this is cheaper than actual therapy. So. We're doing it. We're doing people a service with this free therapy. We'll continue the show on the other side. You're listening to Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and the Game Nashville app. Now, D-Mace, we've been talking about during the break. We mentioned it yesterday, too. The wide receiver market is a new animal right now.
Oh, that it is.
And, Willie, I know you were part of this the discussion this morning, too, when we were talking about it. You brought up Tom Pelissero's tweet saying that the Raiders are signing Hunter Renfrow to a 2-year, $32 million extension, including 21 of that being guaranteed.
And this is on the heels of yesterday, Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
Re-upping with a big, big contract extension. So the ripple effect from the whole I don't know where you would start the first pebble in the water. I don't know if A.J. Brown was the first pebble, but he was among the first. But we're seeing everything go from there. Would Davante Adams be the first? Well, there were circumstances there because of the whole Aaron Rodgers contract, but would he be the beginning of this whole thing, the wide receiver shift
that.
In the market?
Christian Kirk, because he raised the floor.
Wait, is that the thing that is that what started the dominoes?
I think it raised the floor. You know, I think that's like the significant floor raiser too. And I think that
this
has
is like
a direct
the family,
correlation.
This is like the family argument. We're sitting there. He started it. No, he started. You know, so who started it?
I'm pointing at Christian Kirk.
You're pointing at Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I. Was it Christian Kirk?
Or the Jags?
No. I can go back. I think it might have been, and I don't know why I'm forgetting his name right now. The kid out of Houston went to Arizona.
Oh, DeAndre Hopkins.
Hopkins. I think it might have started with Hopkins.
That's an interesting theory.
You know,
because they traded him.
When and they gave him a big deal once they traded him. You know, and then it kind of, everybody else, it kind of, you know, it didn't, with everyone else, it started with him, DeAndre. But he was a top flight one receiver.
He raised the ceiling. Which
yeah,
is
he raised
the roof.
Ceiling yeah. for number one receivers within the last 5 years, let's say. But y'all might be right in regards to – because even Antonio Brown, that deal he got when he went to the Raiders, that was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Christian Kirk changed it for the – second to third tier guys.
Oh yeah.
Where he got this huge contract and people are like, you got a number one contract. Like,
that's a number one deal.
Yeah, you got a number one deal. And, you know, after that, the money has been going up and up. It's been going north. And listen, it's good for guys that are playing. Now, get your money. I've always said, listen, if they want to pay you, take it. Because best believe, they're making way more money than you. So if they're giving you $100 million, best believe they're making about $900 million. So take it and run with it. I'm all for the players getting their money. But, gee, I mean, teams are going to start paying okay players, well, okay receivers, as if they are top-tier receivers because that's what the market dictates.
The positions become more valuable in the last even 5 years.
Absolutely.
Know, copycat league.
Absolutely. So this Hunter Renfro deal, I mean, it probably averages out to, what, 15 a year? 3 years, $30-something million, dollars, 21 guaranteed. So it averages out to 15 a year. And people, I think players, and this is why, you know, the Deshaun Watson deal is good for everybody. And I mean everybody in the NFL. Because typically, you know this, Willie, and you do as well, Elijah. Sometimes guys go for the, I want my headlines to be, he's making $25 million per year, but he's really not getting, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, he may not ever see.
Right.
And he only has a little bit of guaranteed money. You know, take for instance, A.J. Brown. He got paid, and I'm glad he did. I'm happy he did because it allowed other guys to get paid. But if you look at his contract, yeah, he's making $25 a year, but there are other guys that are making more guaranteed money than him. And then if he doesn't produce at a level that warrants $25 per year, he's not going to get the last 2 or 3 years of that contract. So guys are looking at, oh, I want to be that guy that's making – I want the headlines to be $25 per year. That's what I want. No, what you want is the guaranteed money. That's what you want. And
they're getting it, aren't they?
Yeah, they're getting it. A lot of guys are getting it. That's why I said that Deshaun Watson contract is great for players. Might be bad for organization, but it's great for players because that put them into a stratosphere they've never been before, meaning – all of it is – that's basketball money. When I say basketball and baseball money and hockey money, all of it's guaranteed. Like, there's nothing you – like, you got to do something egregious.
That money's insured.
Exactly, for you to lose that money. They can't cut you because they got to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
In the – okay, we're going into a new level with these wide receivers. Hunter Renfro is a really good player. I'm not one to say, hey, he's worth that or not worth that. My question is, though, when you do that and you're budgeting differently than you have for a player like him in the past, where does it hit your roster? Where do you make up for that? How do you compensate for having to pay guys like that? Because Hunter Renfro is not a number one.
He's not a number two.
Yeah, Hunter Renfro is a great role player. That's how I see it, right? He's a great role player in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're paying that much money for Devontae Adams, now Hunter Renfro, like, that's got to hit your budget somewhere else on your roster.
Darren Waller's going to have to get it too, you know, if he hasn't already.
That's a good example. I don't know what his contract is, but would it cost you a player like that somewhere? It's going to, right? There's only so much money you have.
In terms of a domino effect too, I think this is why you're going to see a lot more star receivers get traded. Teams aren't going to hesitate. Like, what the Titans did with A.J. Brown, teams aren't going to hesitate to do because – You're going to want to try to replicate that kind of production with rookie contracts. Like, that's how the Kansas City Chiefs were able to stack up like that. They were able to have these really deep receiving rosters with all of those guys being on rookie deals. And now it's like, if you have a really good scouting department and you're really good at scouting receivers and you're figuring out the guys that are going to be able to give you at least 865 yards off the bat in their first year and or be able to, you know, fit in a wide receiver room and be really productive in a specific role, that's way more valuable than maybe handcuffing yourself to just one wide receiver.
Well, I think in this, you know, the NFL, even though you may get this good, these big, because I'm looking at Hunter Renfrow's his numbers, and he got $9 million to sign. He gets 21 guaranteed. He averages 16, and the contract goes through 2025. Where would the I think this contract is possibly set up where they can get out of it if they need to, and it wouldn't be such a big hit. And listen, I would always be the first to say, hey, listen, if I'm wrong or if I'm not completely right, I will say I'm wrong, or either I'm not all the way right. Like, yeah, you're right, that there is another way to do something, or yeah, that is an opinion that, you know, that's something I didn't look at that I should have. And this person will love this. I still do believe there is a salary cap. I do. But, and again, Jarrett's going to love this. He has convinced me that there are loopholes. Not to say that there isn't a salary cap, but there are a bunch of loopholes if indeed you have the money, like the cash to pay out. There is a bunch of loopholes within the salary cap system that you could finagle around and still pay people what you want to pay them and have the ability to get out of their contracts later on and sort of kick the money down the street, so to speak, and not have to take a big hit later on for it. We saw it with, you know, right here with the Titans, with Julio Jones. They were able to release him and still recoup some of the money that they would have lost due to the salary cap. But they had to wait to get the money. Those are sort of loopholes within the salary cap that we don't speak a lot about. And frankly, they don't want you to know about the loopholes. You know, they want you to just think there's a salary cap and this is what we need to pay. But in a salary cap, just like in America, there is loopholes in this tax system, or there's loopholes in the salary cap system.
Where good accountants come in.
Absolutely. So
the Rams have really good ones.
Rams, and there's a lot of teams that are able to do it. You know, the Raiders, they're able to do it. The Rams, the Chargers, Buffalo.
Yep.
Teams that have signed these multiple big, huge deal to different players. Well, there's a loophole in everything. So that's how they get around it. So you're going to start to see teams more and more, if indeed they want to keep a player or they want to get a player, they'll find a way to get them on the team or keep them.
The value of a good team accountant and the money manager in the front office, now more important than ever, based off what the Rams are doing, what the Raiders are going to need, because Darren Waller is only making $29 million in 4 years. That's going to change if he has another year the way he's been having the last three. The importance of that in the NFL is more than ever. We'll continue the discussion on the NFL wide receiver market. Trey Wingo will join us at 1 o'clock, former ESPN, now Caesars Sportsbook, sports analyst for them. Always a good conversation with Trey. He'll join us at 1 o'clock. We'll have more on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, The Game Nashville app. It's Friday. Oh, my God. Nothing reminds me of high school era YouTube quite like Rebecca Black's Friday. I'm glad she's doing well. She made a cameo on the Netflix show Is It Cake, which literally is a show of people guessing whether or not this decorative cake is a bowling ball or a cake or whatever item it is. So if
it's
you've
called
reached,
Is It Cake?
Is It Cake, yeah. If you've reached that level of boredom,
yeah, that, and you that have show reached exists. It, huh?
About a couple months ago, yeah, there was. I was like, you know, I'm giving it a shot. I want to see if this is any good. And it's literally just a show where contestants come on and they guess if something is cake or not. But they're also like cake makers. They have to make their own decorative cakes afterwards, and other people have to guess theirs. It's a whole lot of you sitting on the couch being like, that's cake, or nope, that's a bowling ball, or whatever inanimate object it is. So,
do you get excited when you guess it?
I get pumped. Okay. Yeah, I'm like banging my chest, like we're high-fiving, you know, all around. We're scaring the dog. Like it's certainly one of those. But it's a scary thing at times. But not as scary as, I guess, the NFL free agency market right here for wide receivers, the wide receiver market specifically. Because, Derek, we were talking about during the break too, and Willie, I'm sure this will blow your mind as well. Like the Christian Kirk one, I keep going back to that because it's 4 years, $72 million for a guy who's never had over 1,000 yards in a season in his career. And now it's like, with a salary cap the way it is, teams have to get smarter in how they move money around, stagger contracts, because what the Rams are doing right now is almost magic. They're magicians because they signed Bobby Wagner in the offseason, re-signed Aaron Donald to a historic deal, and now they're going to be paying Cooper Kupp a smidge over $26 million a year for the next 3 years.
Well, that, you know, it's interesting. I would wonder, and Elliot Friedman's talked about this, maybe this is part of the answer to where do the dominoes start falling and where does the market change, is when general managers around the league see a deal and they say to themselves privately, they would never say it publicly, they would say, oh, boy. What in the world are they doing there? I'm sure a lot of the GMs, when Christian Kirk signed that deal, they had to be saying, oh, man, we're going to feel that. Because, you know, it's bound to have the agents say, well, the bar just changed. The bar just raised. And like you were saying, Derek, that's their job, right? Mm-hmm. Get as much money as you can. You don't get to play very long. Take advantage of whatever comes your way. And so it looks like there's going to be a series of wide receivers, and Hunter Renfrow is one of them that's going to benefit from being at the right place in the right time. His contract comes up right at a time where it's the best job in the world right now to be a good, productive wide receiver. Because as you were saying, these aren't the top guys.
No.
That are getting big, big raises, life-changing raises. And so a lot of GMs, and this is where John Robinson had to have a very tough decision. I don't think he wanted to move A.J. Brown, but he looked at it, and he said, this is where it's going, and I just don't want to get caught in a deal where it costs me too much of the rest of my roster to pay this much for A.J. Brown based on what he's done. And this is where I you know, history is going to show, and I hope we can remember what else has gone on since the A.J. Brown signing, how expensive it's been to sign these wide receivers.
Yeah, it's almost like if you look at what A.J. got, and we only bring it up A.J. Brown because he was a Titan and subsequently get traded, and that deal will always – people will always, you know, look at the Philadelphia Eagles, sort of compare – people at least here in Nashville will always compare – you know, as long as AJ is with Philadelphia, what is Philly doing and what are the Titans doing in regards to their offense? Because if Philly offense flourishes, then and the Titans offense either stays status quo or dips just a little, then people are always going to look at, well, you should have just paid AJ Brown his money. And we would have the production that Philly is having right now. So yep, those two teams will, at least for the next 3 or 4 years, they will be handcuffed together. Team, you know, people in Nashville will always look at what Philadelphia is doing, what A.J. Brown is doing, compared to what, say, Treylon Burks or Robert Woods is doing and the Titans offense is doing. So, but even if you look at A.J.'s contract, the contracts after he is, they've, you know, whether it's, you know, the biggest one obviously has been Cooper Kupp's. You know, and granted, because of the career, the season he had last year, he warranted the money that they gave him. Now, if you look at his years before then he would be placed probably somewhere around probably what AJ got. If you're just basing it on not this season, but the seasons before, then it would probably be somewhere around what AJ got. But since he had this monstrous season,
historic,
they won a Super Bowl
season.
Yeah, then he garnered a bigger contract, and rightfully so. You give it to him. Well, here's the dilemma that the NFL is going to be in moving forward. Well, you got Jamar Chase just sitting and waiting, you know.
Can you imagine?
And if this kid doesn't get hurt, Justin Jefferson. I mean, he's going to look at Cooper Kupp's contract and say, you know what? I know Cooper Kupp had the 1,900 yards, but I've been 13, 14, you know, for the last two or three seasons.
Yep, that's the game.
That's what you do. You got to give me something north of what he got, guaranteed. You know, I don't care what the number average is. I want the guaranteed money.
Well, that goes back to what you were saying in the last segment, Derek, with the Rams. You can keep anybody you want to keep.
Exactly.
By manipulating, maneuvering, using the loopholes of the salary cap. But I'm the guy I'm on the other side. I'm always saying that's going to cost you at some point. Like since the Super Bowl, they've traded all their draft picks, of course. They re-upped Matthew Stafford, and they put this Cooper Kupp deal alongside of it. Right, they matched it pretty much year for year to have that combination because it's a pretty special combination chemistry that they have. They just re-upped the Aaron Donald thing. So I am curious, like, where are they going to run dry somewhere? Somewhere it's got to cost them. I continue to subscribe to that theory, but they will be the ultimate test. And they will always be able to say, hey, we won it. Whatever happens now will be worth it. But now it's a great question on this whole thing. How easy is it to get around the salary cap if you can pay cash, if you have big boatloads of cash to pay bonuses and buy out guys, all that stuff, pay dead money? You know, where do the Rams go from here after all of this?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at what they have done, I mean, other players are going to look, and if those other players, you know, are putting up the numbers, they're going to say, hey, listen, and granted, I sort of take Aaron Donald out of the equation because Aaron Donald, to me, is the most important person on that team because of what he's able to do.
He's an outlier at that position.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just an outlier. He's just different.
And Kupp and Stafford, those are really important guys.
They're important. Yeah, they're important. Yeah. But other guys are going to look and say, okay, take away the quarterback and the defensive tackle. Take them away. But they're going to start looking at it and it's like, man, okay, so what you're saying is this guy and this guy is more important than what I do, and I've been putting up numbers? Okay. So they're going to eventually, like you said, Willie, it's going to hurt them in one of two ways. The first way is any one of these guys get hurt. Any one of these big-time, big-money guys get hurt, they're not going to have the ability to go out and sign somebody, you know, to replace them. Or when it's time for one of these young guys to get their money, they're going to have to make a decision. You know, do we pay this person or that person or two or three people? Or do we let them go? And if they let them go, that's when it starts to erode your team. That's when you start to feel the effects of, you know, the loophole in free agency. Well, not in free agency, but in the salary cap. That's when you start to fill the loophole in the salary cap. When players start to leave because you don't want to pay them. And you feel, oh, we could bring somebody else in here. It ain't that easy, you know. So, I mean, again, the Rams are doing a good job at keeping that nucleus together because they want to win another one. But if any one of these guys get hurt or if they don't win, then it's for what?
You're dead, Willie.
Easy enough. We'll get Trey Wingo's thoughts on this on the other side. Caesars Sportsbook, long time coverage of the NFL from him. We'll get his thoughts on this as well as ask him our question of the day as well. As you're listening to Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, 106.3 The Game, The Game Nashville out.